Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Trump Media and Technology Group published its social media app Truth Social in the U.S. App Store. The app currently has a waitlist, with Trump Media CEO Devin Nunes saying the goal is to have the app fully operational by the end of March in the U.S. Nikkei Asia reports that, according to a survey from 104 Job Bank, job vacancies related to the semiconductor industry in Taiwan grew 77% since Q2 2020, with roughly 34,000 positions left unfilled, led by TSMC with over 8,000 vacancies. The overall semiconductor industry employs 290,000 people in Taiwan, up 29% since 2019. This comes as STEM graduates in Taiwan decreased 20.68% since 2011. Security researchers at Google's Project Zero found that from 2019 through 2021, Linux bugs were patched in an average of 25 days over that three-year period, with 2021 patches taking just 15 days on average. Google averaged 44 days to patch, Apple 69 days, and Microsoft 83 days, although researchers noted all platforms reduced patch times over the past 3 years. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency published a guide with free cybersecurity resources and services to help organizations with incident response. This includes resources to reduce risk exposure before an attack and tools to help after a security incident. The guide advises organizations to regularly patch software, implement multi-factor authentication, upgrade unsupported software, and replace default passwords. Vedanta Group plans to invest $7.4 billion with Foxconn to build a 28-nanometer chip fab in India by 2024. This will focus on chips for smartphones and consumer electronics, with 70 to 80% of production going to the domestic market. The project still needs government approval. According to LinkedIn, Intel hired Rohit Verma as its new lead product architect of discrete GPU SoCs. Verma worked at AMD for the last 9 years, initially as lead SoC architect in its semi-custom business unit, which works on things like console APUs, before becoming the lead SoC architect for discrete GPUs at AMD. Rohit previously worked at Intel from 1999 to 2013 as its lead SoC architect. OpenSea CEO Devin Finzer tweeted that 32 users had some NFTs stolen as the result of signing a malicious payload from an attacker in a phishing scheme. OpenSea suspects a fraudulent website was used in the attack, as it's not aware of any recent phishing emails sent to these users. Final Fantasy XIV will resume free trials of the game as of February 22nd. This comes after sales of the game resumed on January 25th, after being suspended in late 2021 due to overwhelmed servers. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong tweeted a screenshot of a new Leave This Conversation feature on Twitter, letting users untag their username in a conversation. Twitter handles would appear as plain text once untagged. Twitter did not comment if it's testing the feature. In a support document, Google confirmed its battery-equipped Nest doorbell and cam won't charge in temperatures below freezing. While unable to charge, the devices can still operate on battery power down to negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 20 Celsius, although batteries may drain faster in cold weather. The Google Home app will send an alert when charging becomes slowed or paused due to temperature. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that in 2022, Apple will release four Macs with a new M2 chip, including a redesigned MacBook Air, iMac, Mac Mini, and 13-inch MacBook Pro. He also expects a new Mac Mini and iMac Pro with M1 Pro chips, as well as a half-size Mac Pro with either two or four M1 Max chips. And finally, the U.S. startup Onward Mobility previously announced plans to make a BlackBerry-branded 5G phone with a physical keyboard in 2021. The company announced it will not be proceeding with phone development and will shut down its operations. Android Police's sources previously said BlackBerry canceled its license to use its brand for the device, wanting to further distance itself from its days as a smartphone vendor. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.